Friends, if you've ever been in a car accident, you know how absolutely terrible they can be for so many reasons, but especially on your body. And if that is you, if you're currently dealing with that, or you've gone through it recently, then stick around because this episode is the episode for you. What's up, everyone? As you know, we believe that movement is the best medicine. That's the name of our show. That's what we're all about. And I am here with one of my favorite people in the entire world, Dr. Annie Armstrong.
Hey, everybody. Nice to be here.
So great to have you on the show, as always.
Thank you.
So today we're talking about auto injuries. It's something that we're seeing an uptick of in the clinic right now. I think it's natural here in the Northwest when the weather changes, especially it starts to get more rainy. Driving conditions can be all over the place, and car accidents happen.
Yeah, I don't know if people maybe forgot to drive, how to drive during COVID or something, because it is, we're really seeing an alarming increase in car accidents, which is, you know, car accidents are so damaging, not just on the body, but they're incredibly stressful. And you lose your car and everything's just thrown into a turmoil. You've got to get your car repaired. You've got to fight with your insurance company. You've got to perhaps engage, you know, a lawyer for your case, and you've got to spend your time getting your body repaired. So there's a lot of elements that are not fun. So my number one message is, please slow down. Really, people are speeding. It's rainy. It's wet. Everyone's stressed out and everyone's smashing into each other.
Well, it, you know, the smartphone dilemma doesn't make it easier.
Right.
Especially when it's on that dash mount. It's calling to you. You're at a stoplight or whatever. It's like, maybe you should look at your Instagram feed right now.
Maybe you shouldn't. But, you know, I mean, we do, right? We don't pay attention on the road well enough. And I think our kids are way better than we are, to be honest. Like, my kid would not answer his phone in the car if he didn't have a Bluetooth. But, you know, I would, right? So I think adults are, we've got too much going on, right? So we're trying to multi-manage everything as we're driving home because we've got 20 minutes and we're going to make all these phone calls. And, you know, we're in other places with our head.
Yeah. When it comes to some of the stats around auto injuries, you were sharing a couple stats with me that were pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's alarming. You know, I was getting some information before this podcast and learned to my horror that car accidents are actually the leading cause of injury and death in the U.S.
That's like, wild.
You would think heart disease, cancer, but no, it's car accidents. So there's like 20,000 crashes every day in the U.S. That's a lot of crashes.
That is a lot.
In Washington state alone, let's see, the stat of 2022 was that there was 80,000 car accidents in 2022. That's, you know, so we are driving distracted. We're driving too fast.
We're driving with inclement weather.
Yes. I mean, that's a big part of it too, right? And the rain is just coming. Roads are slippery. You know, I have a German husband, so he does not believe in, what are they called? All season tires. He says that is not a thing. We change our tires. We have summer and we have winter. And actually, I think he's got a point. You know, we put on really good tires for this season. Like, we're all getting our tires changed.
Probably makes a real difference.
It actually makes a huge difference. It really does. All season is, an American thing. They don't do that in Germany.
It is kind of an American ideal, you know, the all season tire, I guess. I never thought of it before. That's interesting.
I didn't either. But he's definitely, all season's not a thing. So I'm like, okay. But, you know, I'd rather have good tires on my car. So that's a part of it too, right? Making sure your car is ready for the winter season.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, that's brakes, tires, right? Steering, yeah. All of those types of foundational elements to your car. It's a great time to relooking that, because what we don't think about with car accidents is just the amount of energy that is involved when two vehicles collide.
Yeah. And I mean, new cars now are designed to crumple, right? But you have to think about that kinetic energy change when you come, like if you're in a head-on collision, right? All of that energy, what's usually like when you're slowing down and braking, that energy is dissipated through your brakes, right? Dissipating the energy and your car comes to a stop. When you just hit somebody or get hit, all of that energy is transferred into your car and then into your body, right? And so the cars that crumple, like they look terrible, but they've absorbed a lot of that kinetic energy. And that's a good thing. But the rest, that crash changes into that entire kinetic energy, changes into that biomechanical force that goes into your body, right? So it's an incredible load. Another fun fact for you, if you're in a 30 mile an hour crash in a 1.5 ton vehicle, the energy released is close to 150 joules. So that's like 1,000 people trying to punch you all at once.
It's like 1,000 punches all
at once. 1,000 punches all at once. Oh. And that's in a low-speed crash, right? We think, oh, it was a low-speed crash, right? So it's a big deal what happens to your body. And we're not even, you know, so there's internal damage, and then there's, you know, your muscle skeletal system, which is, we see here, obviously, but the internal damage is massive, right? It's because your organs are also bouncing around inside your body cavity when you get a crash.
Yeah, your organs, of which your brain is one.
The brain. I mean, obviously here head to toe, we're seeing muscle skeletal, we're seeing concussion, right? Concussions, brain injury. I mean, it's hugely alarming with a car accident, how your brain ricochets back and forth in your skull and bruises, right?
And so then we can see all of those corresponding structural challenges as well from, say, like a concussion, whiplash, spinal misalignment, nerve impingement, sometimes, you know, some semi-permanent perhaps damage or...
Yeah, I mean, you need is our care, and that's where you're at, then you're on the lucky side of a car accident, right? Because then your body needs to be repaired, which, you know, our bodies are amazing. We heal well. Concussions, they take longer. They're harder because you can't actively do really anything for them, right? You have to have total, it's time. They're notoriously mismanaged, to be honest, in the medical community. They're really sort of not well, there's not good advice on them. You know, so people are wandering around with often quite severe concussions.
You've personally dealt with.
Yes.
Significant concussions.
What's your name again? Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I had two big ones last year, not from car accident, but from my own, you know, sports good times, you know, but I couldn't work. Like my brain was mashed, you know, and it's complete brain rest, right? That's, you know, no texting, no phone, no TV. You could listen to stuff. So audiobooks were my saving grace, but you really, you know, the body, we know to rest it, but the brain, we think, how do you rest the brain, right? We use it all the time. So complete brain rest and then a really strict set of protocols on, you know, diet and what you can take. And then you have to get your neck managed, right? I mean, almost, I don't know of many car accidents that occur that people don't have a whiplash accident.
I was going to say, I mean, the number one thing is if you're in a car accident, yes, most likely you're going to walk away with some level of whiplash.
Absolutely.
Which is the snapping forward and backward of your head on your neck.
Right. Your gigantic melon of a head. Right, whips back and forth. You rip up your muscles, your ligaments, your deep tissues. And then, you know, one of the interesting things too about that, if you don't get that neck treated properly, you know, there's a deactivation that happens in your deep neck flexors, and then you're really set up for permanent neck pain.
And that can cascade into a lot of other than upper back pain, lower back pain, can get into shoulder
headaches.
Radial headaches, migraines, because oftentimes with a car accident, you know, especially when you're walking away from, you have some, you know, mild concussion or whiplash, you might be sore for a few days, a week, you don't end up getting any kind of treatment or help done, you think it's going to be okay. And then 3, 4 months, 5 months down the road, you have all these chronic issues start to crop up.
Yeah.
And sometimes people don't even connect it back to the fact that they were in a car accident 6 or 9 months ago, and now they have all these issues. And it oftentimes is directly related to the fact that the care wasn't taken at the time of injury to prevent those future problems.
Yeah. The amount of clients I have who come in with neck pain, and they know, they're like, I had a car accident when I was 17, or, you know, they relate
years ago.
Years ago. They relate it back to an accident they had that was traumatic, and they didn't get the care they needed. And now they have chronic neck pain. It's so common. And so it's, if you walk away from a car accident and you're feeling kind of okay, like, just go get checked out is really the message, you know?
Come in and let us check you out. Let's do some evaluation.
You're going to need care no matter what. I mean, I just know it because I've been doing this for a long time. So you need your muscles, you know, you need those muscle tissues that have been torn, you know, you need them realigned, and then you need them reactivated, right?
And we need to see what the extent of the damage is, right? Because obviously people think of whiplash initially and concussion, that kind of things. But, you know, you can have all kinds of stuff going on with the back in general, mid back, low back, the spinal alignment.
Oh, yeah.
You can have all kinds of stuff going on with your abdominal muscles and all those stabilizing muscles, shoulder. If you get jammed up, you put your arms out to brace yourself. shoulder tear, arm gets jammed, that could bicep, you know, elbow, all these parts of your body actually can be significantly hurt from a car accident that you wouldn't necessarily even think of.
Yeah, if you bump into something, you hit the steering wheel, knees, elbows, and definitely spinal alignment. And that's where chiropractic really comes in. You know, those facet joints are going to be out of place. You know, they're going to be super sticky. And so getting that corrected is just a neurological reset, you know, and then, you know, start layering it up, and then we got to start moving, right? We got to get active again. We got to get the body active, all the muscles firing. But it's much more easier to manage if you come in quickly. And generally, it's, you know, people might feel okay, that shock and adrenaline for the first couple days, but within that block of 10 days, you're going to really start stiffening up. And that's when you want to be getting care, is quicker. Yeah.
That's probably the number one message that I would emphasize on today's show is don't wait too long. I mean, that really goes for any type of major acute situation that you're in. Come in and get it checked out. It's better to be safe than sorry. As the old saying goes, that common wisdom really stands true for any kind of injury like this, for an automobile accident. Come in and get it checked out, even if you think you're okay, because chances are you're actually not okay.
Unfortunately, it's true. You know, I mean, we like to do as little, you know, we're minimalist care here at Head to Toe. Like, we get people in and out, and we're quick and we're efficient. And I want people to be, you know, ready to go back and play and live their lives and not have a chronic pain situation in the future. That's really the big thing. You know, we could prevent even arthritic joints, right? If you leave a joint that's sticky and not moving and or a joint capsule that's not activated, like, you're setting yourself up. So yeah, just come in and get some care, get looked after. It doesn't have to be a 3 million treatments, you know, 3 times a week for 6 months and all that type of stuff. No, yeah. It's not what we're about. We're about getting things corrected, getting your alignment done, nervous system all ticking again, muscles corrected, firing, and get your body loaded, ready to move again.
I hear it to that, and a big cheers to that. So if you're listening to this, if you've been through it, or, you know, God forbid, sometime in the future and you find your way here, know that this is absolutely an area of specialty for us. It's something that we see a significant amount of patients for, mm-hmm. and we're very comfortable and very confident that we can find the exact right personalized approach that's going to help you deal with the specifics of your case.
Absolutely.
No one size fits all here at Head to Toe.
That is for sure.
So, well, Dr. Ann, okay. Thank you so much for sharing, and be safe out there, everyone. Drive safe as the rain increases and the weather changes, and God, you know, who knows? We might get another ice storm this year. You never know.
Oh, the ice storm. That was terrible.
Insanity.
That was insanity.
I did a little driving after I thought it was going to be okay to drive. It was not okay to drive.
Not okay.
It was not okay.
No.
It was terrifying.
It was.
And stupid to be driving. So anyways, be safe out there. Pay attention. Put the phones away. Watch out for the rain. Slow down. And if something happens, know that we're here to help. And do not wait too long before you take care of yourself. See you on the next show, everybody.